Welcome back to Happy Porch Radio, the podcast for progressive agency owners and web professionals. Season 3 is focused on the growing number of agencies who are making the world a better place. We explore what this even means. Why is it different from any other agency? And how can it be reconciled with the real-world challenges of running a profitable agency? Join your host, Barry O'Kane, as he speaks to leaders of agencies who are driven by their values to positively impact the world around them.
In previous seasons of this podcast, we touched on the importance of clarity for marketing your agency's services, and that building trust and long-term relationships with your clients is key to building a successful agency. My guest this week is an excellent example of how doing this in a way that is driven by your own personal values and passions can bring huge benefits to your agency. Kirsten has a huge amount of experience in marketing and in working in and running digital marketing agencies. But this year she decided to launch a new agency that is totally focused on non-profits in her adopted home of Western Canada. So let's hear the details in her own words.
I'm from Germany and my name is Kerstin Heuer, but since I'm in Canada, people pronounce my name Kirsten Heuer. When I introduce myself, I never know if I should say Kirsten Heuer or Kerstin Heuer. So anyway, my name is Kirsten Heuer. I am the agency owner of Nonprofit Today and Heuer Design. We are based in Red Deer, Alberta, and we help nonprofit organizations to achieve their mission with digital marketing, branding, and graphic design.
Brilliant. Yeah, thank you. And tell me a little bit about where or what was the genesis of Nonprofit Today? What led you to set that up as a separate entity?
Yes. With Heuer Design, we have been serving our clients for about 10 years now, but our focus was always nonprofit. That the beginning was, I just started the business on the side, and one of the nonprofit agencies here approached me if I could help them with their branding, because I was working with an architecture firm here in town. So I got in contact with them because the architecture firm was doing some pro bono work and was helping that organization with building a school in Kenya. So he approached me, and then I started on the side with that. And during the next couple of years, I did some more work for nonprofit and I really liked it. And then we started Heuer Design and other clients came on. And like I would say during the last 2 years, we found that there was really a need for nonprofit organizations in terms of marketing. And as our clients were already like almost 90% nonprofit, we decided, okay, let's just focus on that. And but in the first, we didn't really advertise it. We were just broad in our messaging. And then 6 months ago, we decided, okay, just we need to go in a different alley and just focus on that and really communicate it too. And that's what we started. And then about 3 months ago, so it's really fresh, we launched Nonprofit Today. And really started out at the same time. I had a presentation at the social media breakfast here in Red Deer. So that's where we launched officially. And the feedback was really, really good. I was contacted from existing clients and they were really excited. And then other people that I didn't know contacted me saying, you know what, that is such a great idea. How can we help you? So I was a little bit overwhelmed and surprised with that, because I really felt like they is a need. And it really because usually what I found is nonprofit, there's so much need, but because of missing funding, they usually don't have the opportunity to work with agencies that are experienced. So a lot of the time, lots of times there's startup companies that say, you know what, we help nonprofit because for them it's a good entry, but there is so much more that nonprofit, that they need to market themselves, because it's just there's so many out there, and you really need to say who you are and what the purpose is that you serve.
Yeah. That's even almost a tougher challenge for nonprofits that way, to articulate exactly who they are.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, like the main issue that I found is that they are not able to communicate their purpose. So everything, like they usually have their mission, and that's what they put on the front page of their website. But no one really gets what it is. Like then you read through and you find all kinds of stuff, and it's confusing. But still, like they have to do a sales job, right? But they don't have the team or the capacity for that.
Mm, yeah. So when you said you identified the need to sort of more clearly articulate who you are and the nonprofit, and then you had this awesome reaction, what led you to deciding that that was what you needed to do?
Mm-hmm. So in the past, so back in Germany, I was partner in a creative agency too, and I worked for a lot of corporate clients. And so it was quite different than working here in Canada, because you have more competition. And I have had the feeling that something is missing. You know, you do work for these great clients like Mercedes-Benz, Alfa Romeo, and like they are like 150%, and you need to be on top of everything. But then at the end, I ask myself, like, what did I change? Like, what is it like? I do marketing. Like, what can I do to make this world a better place? And then coming to Canada, I thought, well, you know what? Like this whole marketing and advertising, I don't want to have anything to do with it. I go to Canada and work in the national park and help to save animals. That didn't work out that well. But so I found like you can change the world with marketing, because you can influence people to do specific things. And when I came here, I thought, so what can I do? Like I found out marketing is still my passion. And so I thought, what can I do? And through the contact of this first nonprofit organization, I really felt, yeah, there is need, and I want to help them to make a better job helping people. And I think that was the reason why I started with it. So, and then I started connecting with other organizations in that field, and I really felt, yeah, this is what I want to do. I want to make a difference with my talents.
Yeah, outstanding. And so what does it look like now at this point? So you said it was about 3 years, 6 months ago you started the process really of clarifying, and 3 months ago that you launched. What does it look like now, 3 months in?
Yeah, how does it look like? We have been really active on social media and reaching out, building strategic alliances. And we have been, like, the major need right now, I would say, is in social media. So we have been getting a lot of like new leads, like through social media marketing. And then also, like, that's one of their first things that they think they have to do. So we do social media training and develop marketing concept and social media concepts with them. And that's often like the entry point to more. Ideally, like, we would like to help them with their overall branding and then creating that conversion funnel through their website to reach more donors, to attract more funding, and to deliver better programs. And I feel that we have a good start with that, because we got like new leads, people that we haven't worked before with, and also other like existing clients that are referring and coming back and asking, so what do you do now? Like, what do you do different, and how can you help us?
Yeah. And you've found that you already had a sort of an established business. Is that right? Am I right in saying that?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what does your team look like now within the nonprofits today?
Yeah. So we're a team of five. So it's myself. I do mainly strategic development and client consultation. And then I have one partner who does more the technical side. And then we have one project manager, and he also does social media for us. And then we have one web designer and developer, and one graphic designer.
Mm, cool, excellent. So a really strong little team. And what about, you mentioned you're getting these leads and people coming to you looking for specific needs. Is that something that's happened just sort of organically, or is there, you know, are you actively or searching, and or how are you actively searching for the leads and the work that you're bringing in?
Yeah, so it's both. Of course, the nice thing with nonprofit is that they, if you do a good job, they refer you. And I have the feeling that Alberta is really a nonprofit hub. I think specifically Red Deer has the most volunteers in whole Canada. So it's really crazy. Like, you can't really do anything without volunteers. And there are nonprofit organizations everywhere. And so, like, when we started with Nonprofit Today, of course, we had to look actively into generating new leads. So what has worked really well is, so I work with LinkedIn. So I changed my profile to be really focused on nonprofit organizations. And then I look actively like who is in this area, and then I connect with them and introduce our services. But we also use Twitter and to find nonprofit organizations, and then I cross link it. So if I see someone that where I think that's interesting, I connect with them on LinkedIn. And I also had like situations where I found someone on LinkedIn and on Twitter, and then I connected with them over LinkedIn, and then I had a presentation and they came to me and said, hey, that was really cool. I just wanted to introduce myself. We are connected through LinkedIn. So it really works like it's a cross-linking. So I look here and then I connect there. We also started actively with Facebook marketing. And so we do one Facebook Live a week. We call it like a 5-minute nonprofit marketing tip. We do that every Tuesday, and then we market that and promote the live feed afterwards. So that's mainly what we do. We also started building our email list with existing clients. And of course, like we updated our website and created a lead funnel and email automation system. So that is all set. So we all did that within the last 2 months. So it's
wow.
Quite a lot of work.
Yeah, that sounds really, both really comprehensive and really well organized. Is that different, what is different about that for that process that you're going through there when you're targeting nonprofits versus maybe in your other agency or another agency who's focusing in a different sector?
Mm-hmm. I think the difference is that with nonprofit, you can't really, you only can do soft sell. Like if I connect with them over LinkedIn, it's really about the purpose and not really about like how do you attract more leads for your website. So you really have to be purpose minded and go. When I connect with them, I really say, you know what, I'm really passionate about nonprofit. I see that you are in this field too. I would like to connect with you. But usually then there is no, you can't really promote your business too much. You really have to go through the purpose alley, I would say.
Yeah, and connect with their purpose before you can work out whether there's an opportunity mm-hmm. to work together. Yeah, I see. Yeah. And so that is obviously something which ties back to when you were talking about the why you set up the agency and your personal desires to work in this values-based way. Do you think that is, do you think that you find it easier because to have these kinds of conversations because it's very genuine, or do you think it's something that would come naturally anyway?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's easy for me because that's what I'm passionate about. And if you are passionate about something and your heart is with it, you're just in it. Like if I talk to my clients or prospects, I ask them questions. I'm really interested in their organizations and what they do. Then they start talking, and usually what then happens, it sparks ideas in my head, and I communicate it right away, and it feels like a firework sometimes. And then they get excited, and so that's the difference. Like if you are passionate about something, it's really easy to connect. Yeah, and help them. And then of course there's always the issue with funding, but my experience is that they can find a way if they believe that it really helps them. So,
yeah, that is interesting. That is one of the questions I wanted to ask you, is if you find it, is if you see a conflict between the purpose-driven passion that you're talking about there and the need to have financial security for your agency.
So there's definitely different nonprofit agencies. They are the ones that really start out or that don't have enough funding, but they still try hard. And then there are others that they have enough funding and they can do things. So it's always, I would say you have to, of course, you want to help all of them. And sometimes it's the case that, it's not that they don't have money, but it comes in. Not you can't really plan when it comes. Sometimes there are cases I get a phone call and say, we just got funding for $15,000 and we need to do something with it and we have to spend it next week. So that's one thing. And then in other cases, you work towards a project, they need a website, you have worked with them towards that, and then it takes 2 years until they get the funding. So it like being sustainable, you really have to be out there and you have to really look strategically who is it that you can connect with. Yeah. Also, like we do a lot of pro bono too. Like, I have a big heart if I see there's a nonprofit agency that really appreciates what we do. I also help them, but of course that is not really sustainable. You need the other clients too. And yeah, it is a little bit challenging, but I think there's enough opportunity to make it work. So
Would you say that was the biggest single challenge you face as an agency?
You mean financially?
I mean that challenge. Yeah, I guess it is. I guess I do mean financially, with that challenge of, you know, within the non-profit space, exactly the challenge you described of some of them being very running on a very tight budget, and that and being, you know, driven by funding, which is often you don't have control.
I don't think that's the only challenge. I think, like, of course, one challenge is the funding. The other challenge is they don't just know enough about marketing, because most of them are volunteer driven. And then they have, if they have a marketing team, it's a small team. They often don't have the knowledge and the expertise to do that job well. So they really need a lot of education in that field. So this is, I think these are the two things, like the missing knowledge, and then they don't have the capacity staff-wise. And of course, the funding. So that's why we started with a lot of educating through Facebook as well, and through our email marketing, just to open up eyes, because they don't know a lot of things, like, not because they don't want to, they just don't have the time. They come from different fields. Like, they've joined their nonprofit organization because they are passionate about it, not necessarily that they have the expertise in their job. And oftentimes they start as a volunteer and then they become a full-time staff, but their background is just not there. They grow with the organization, and they need the further development in that field.
Mm. And is that, I was about to ask how you tackle that educational challenge, but you've kind of half answered that, I think, when you talk about tying it back to the email marketing and the Facebook videos and so on you're doing. But when you're working, or when you've started working directly with a nonprofit, is there anything you do to overcome or to help with that educational part of the process?
Mm-hmm. So what I do, or what we do, is when we start to work with the new nonprofit organizations, we do an in-depth discovery session. So we meet with them. It's usually a session of like four meetings, and then we find out what are their needs. And then this also explains a lot of how we work. So we do, for example, we ask about their audience, and then we create persona avatars. And that's the first time which is an eye opener for them, because they usually think we want to reach really broad audience and they want to reach the whole community. And then I say, well, if you want to reach everyone, you won't reach anybody, because you need to be really specific with your messaging, because everyone has a specific need. And if you don't meet the need, then you can't connect with them. So this is the first eye opener. And then they start thinking in this direction, ask questions. So this is usually the best, for me, I think it's the best way to start, like really digging deep. And then they experience themselves what is missing. And then we can dive in and say, see, this is where we have to work on. And as long as we don't have identified your target audience, you can't really build an effective marketing strategy. So we start there, and then they are with us in the boat, and they discover really what their needs are, and then they get it.
Mm. And do you ever find, I mean, this is something I think that isn't unique to nonprofits, but you find a client kind of needs to be pulled back from where they think they are in the process in order to be able to ask and think about the sorts of things that you're describing there?
Well, oftentimes they, like, a lot of inquiries come because they think they need a new website. And then I have to tell them, well, we can build a new website, but this website doesn't really help you if you don't have a funnel and a system in place to capture the leads and to find out, like, who is visiting your website. And you can't really write content if you don't know who your audience is. So I really come from the content side. And after that, we develop the design, because if you know who audiences are, then it's easy to develop everything else.
And then, how often, or how do you work with your clients then after that stage? You know, is there an ongoing long-term relationship? Do you work on a project-by-project basis? How does it actually work out? Or is there a consistent way that it works out with your clients?
Yeah. So with most of our clients, we work on a continuous basis, but it's on a project basis. So we have, I don't think we have lost any clients in the nonprofit sector. Like, the first client we started with 9 years ago, he's still our client, and we have been working through two branding, and like he just started a new nonprofit organization. So, but it's not, so usually like there's a bigger project like a website, and then we help them maintaining it. They usually want to take over the website and update it themselves, but and we help them with that, but we also take care that the website still looks consistent and looks good. So we do the maintenance and help them with tweaking things, and otherwise we work on a project base. But I also check, I always check in, and I think this is something that you have to do, like don't stop with a project. I don't wait for them to come and ask me, because it's not that they don't want to work with me, they just don't know that there's anything else to do, that they need anything else. So when I have an idea or I come across something where I think, you know what, they really need this, so I phone them and say, hey, I have an idea, can we just talk? And then I explain it to them, and usually they're excited, and then they see the need, and we start working on a new project that, of course, and sometimes has something to do with funding too, but this is the way how we work. So we think like our clients and from their shoes, and try to find out what is it that they need and what is out there that we can offer them to make their life easier.
So how do you measure, as you're doing that and building those relationships, how do you measure the success both of your work and of your agency overall?
Mm-hmm. So with our work, so we started with this, as I said, like just a couple months ago, but I really feel that there is a need here in Western Canada. I haven't really found anyone that is focused on nonprofit marketing. So our goal for the next 3 years is that we want to become the number one for nonprofit marketing. And so how do we measure that? We have our yearly goal, and then we break it down to monthly goals. We say, okay, like we want to reach like 4,000 likes on our Facebook page, and then we also want to generate a specific amount of leads and per month, and then resulting from that we want, I don't know, let's say like 3 new clients a month with a specific amount of revenue. So yeah, we try to break it down from our overall goal, and then break it down to measurable rocks and milestones. And then we do, within our team, we have, so I work mainly on the LinkedIn side, and my our staff for social media, he works on Facebook and on Twitter. And then once a week we meet and say, okay, like what have we done, how far are we, did we reach our likes, like how was the engagement, and from that how many leads came out of that. And then of course we measure our website, we look through our Google Analytics and see like who came from where, and then we try to streamline and find out like where do the leads come from and what worked best. So
yeah, which is very closely tied to what you said at the start about that process of lead generation. Brilliant. What do you think, I want to kind of look back a little bit to something we touched on earlier about the challenges, but on the flip side of that coin, what are the real advantages or strengths for, now that you've done this refocusing or you know, 3 to 6 months in, what have been the positives of focusing on nonprofits?
I think the positives is like if you do something very passionate, like you have suddenly more ideas, you're suddenly more energetic, and that reflects in your daily work. And so with working with nonprofits, I find the big difference is that they really appreciate what you do. And it's not for us, it's not about the money. Of course, we need to pay our bills too. But if you work with a client and you have an idea and you get an email back, you know what, this was so good, I learned so much, and I'm so excited that we can do this now. So that really gives you a drive to do more of that, because they are just, I know, they just tick a little bit different. That is, I think, the main thing that is different since we are focused on nonprofit. Yeah, so I think that is the major thing.
So what would you, if you could, what would you have changed about the journey you've been through? Because you've been working in the industry for a long time, a lot of experience, and then now you're on this new step of the journey with nonprofit.today. If you had that magic wand to change the past, what would you change?
I think I would have started earlier with it. So I feel like doing some research, there are more purpose-focused agency out there now. I always feel like in Alberta, we are a little bit behind. So I think it's still good timing to do it now. looking back, yeah, the only thing I can say is I would have started earlier and really go more with to the purpose-driven direction and follow my passion. So I think that's the main thing I would say.
Mm. You sound like you're actually quite happy. I mean, you sound like you're happy with where it is now and where you're going and the future of it.
Yeah, I think that's, you know what, I was really surprised by the feedback that I got, like within the last, so I had this presentation at the social media breakfast that was 3 weeks ago. And that was also when I had the chance to promote Nonprofit Today. And so like a week after, there were some other events that I attended. And there's a social media agency here in Red Deer that I know, but I haven't really been in contact with them. So at this event, the owner came forward to me and said, you know what you do is awesome. How can I help you? And I was so surprised. And then I got another email saying, this is a really great idea. I just met with five entrepreneurs that want to start a nonprofit organization. They will be ready for their marketing in January. Can I send them towards you? So that was like, I have the feeling that if you're more focused and you communicate it and you have picked your niche, then it draws people towards you because they know what you stand for. So I think now here I am the nonprofit girl. So I think that is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and really powerful. I mean, that's the sort of the best advice you always hear is like to really have a focus and a clear niche and to become the, as you say, the person for that niche. And I know we've kind of touched on this already, but do you think there's, other than the fact that you feel really passionate, interested and care about this niche, do you think there's something different about the nonprofit as a niche to focus on? You've mentioned the fact that there's more agencies owned, and that's kind of, I guess, the why I'm doing this season of the episode is, the season of the podcast, is that I'm seeing more and more people putting this purpose or values or social impact led at the front of their agencies. Do you think there's something that is inherently different about more that's leading more people to do this kind of work?
What do you mean with more different? Like, I feel like with working, like the younger generation is more conscious about what they do and what impact their actions have. And I think if you want to be attractive to your employees, you need to be more conscious with your work, and being a purpose-driven agency really helps with that. And same with nonprofit, some, like the younger generation knows that money can't fix it. So, and that is, this is really important when you run a fundraising campaign, because you really need to be about the purpose and not just about, well, we need money for this and that. They really want to know more. So you really need to dig in deep in order to feed that need. I don't know if that answers your question.
I think it does. I think it does. I think it's interesting you say that there's, as you say, younger people more generally, but there's a general awareness of this as a topic. You mentioned employment there. Is that something that is important or was important to building your team?
So when we started, my partner and I, when we started looking for employees, we sat down and wrote down our values. And because we find it's really important, if you grow, the values are important for your culture. And if you can't communicate it, then you can't really direct where you go as an organization. So this was the first thing that we did. And then we wrote down how our employees should look like, or what values we want them to have. And when we got application, like we matched that. So our first, like one of, like our last hire, we really looked into, so I checked his social profiles, and I found out that he is an outdoor person and that he wants to make a difference with the work that he does. So, well, that he is looking for a job that where he can do something that changes the world. So I thought this was a perfect fit, although he was still pretty new in this area. He just finished his school. But I thought we can teach, you know, it's the values are more important. You can teach the skills, but if the person doesn't fit, then it doesn't really have a future. So it, like, the fit is first and then the rest will come. And we do a lot of online education. We signed up with digital marketers. So, and we try to find when they like for our employees, which we help them to find their passion. So he started as like to help with project management, but he is also a really good writer. So, and we encouraged him to try different things, and then we encouraged him to do some further classes and to have some additional certifications. So, and I think he's now going in the direction like really likes working with social media, and he's a good writer. So he might at one point not do project management anymore, but go in a different direction. Then we hire someone else for project management. So we really try to, like, the value fit is first, then the expertise, we can help them with that and teach. And then we also want to help them to find their passion, because I want people that are excited to come to work. I want people that want to build the agency with us and be passionate about nonprofit, obviously.
Yeah, that sounds, I mean, as a imagining being someone who's, you know, looking for work or looking for a team to be part of, that's really valuable, like them being able to say connect with my values, but also then work with a team that really genuinely cares about their, as you say, connecting to their passion,
mm-hmm.
rather than fitting them into a specified, predefined role.
Yeah, and because we are a small team, like, we have the opportunity to try different things. We are flexible with our hours. Like, if he wants, he could work from home. So we want to make it fun. So, and we are like, I want them to come to work and say, hey, what can we do today? And
brilliant, yeah, inspiring. Okay, so I'd love to keep talking, but we're beginning to run out of time. So I've got one final question. Looking forward to the future, for the future of Nonprofit Today, what do you see as the, you know, the opportunities and the direction that you would like to go in?
So do you mean as an agency, like growth wise, or
As an agency, whether that's growth wise or anything or any other, what is the vision?
Yeah, so I think our vision is to be market leader in the nonprofit marketing sector for Western Canada within the next 3 years. And of course, we want to grow our team. We still want a small team. And I would prefer having a small team here and then work with virtual assistants. So just to keep the head cost down as well, and to be flexible. And also because we are from an international background, we are open. Like, I think diversity is important. Like, if diversity is important to us, and we try to implement that into our daily work. And in Canada, we have like a lot of different nationalities. Like in Red Deer is a small town. We have only 100,000 citizens. But you go outside and you see Filipinos. You see people from Mexico, from Sweden, from Germany. Like it's like a big melting pot. And I really enjoy that. And I think this gives us strength. And yeah, so this is, I think, like, we want to be a really diverse, creative agency and leader in our field for Western Canada.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for joining me here and for sharing so much. I really appreciate that and appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Just to finish up, anybody who's listening who wants to find out a little bit more about you and the agency, where can we point them to?
The best way is to go to our website, Nonprofit Today, and you can connect with me through LinkedIn, and you also find me on Twitter and Facebook.
Great. And as usual, we'll put the links on the show notes on happyporchradio.com. Thanks again, Kirsten.
Thank you, Barry.
You can get all the links and notes from this episode on happyporchradio.com. where you can also find out how to send us questions, feedback, and get involved in the conversation about this series. If you enjoyed the show, please share with anyone else who might enjoy it too. Thanks for listening.